Welcome to New Freedom Church's podcast. We exist to exalt the King and expand the kingdom. Our mission is to get the word of God into people through preaching, teaching, and demonstration so that we can bring freedom to the generations. For more information about our church, visit us at newfreedom-church.com and make sure to follow us for a weekly update.
Amen. God is good. So today's message, it is going to literally shake you to the core. And you're thinking to yourself, my God, I wish I didn't come today. Yeah, this is life change. What I'm going to talk about will change your life. It literally will. And I believe that every Sunday. But have you ever had like an aha moment, like a revelation moment where you read something or you get a portion of something and you're like, wow, that was phenomenal. Well, this is one of those moments for me. So I can only minister out of what I've been ministered in, okay, and what I've been ministered to and what the Lord has done through me. So when I minister and every person ministers, if they truly minister under the anointing and the presence of God, it's revelation to them. It's not just intellectual. It's not just words on a page like Pastor Joe was saying. It's literally living proof working through them. So this is very meaningful to me today because I'm grabbing a hold of some truth here and I'm like, oh, this is powerful. So I don't want to take all the glory, okay? I don't want to take all the power from you. I want you to enjoy it yourself, okay? So why I'm ministering this is for you to realize something. This is like a key to a big breakthrough. Not only in my life, but I believe it's going to be in yours as well. And the title of my message isn't a profound title. It just gets directly to the point. The difference between participation or being a participate, versus performance. What is the difference between participation or participating in something versus performing? Because when you truly understand this, the kingdom of God operates out of one and not the other. But they can be so closely put together that they even have the same word in their definition. And when you get the same word in a definition, it's easy to combine them. But I'm telling you right now, as close as people think they are, they're that far apart. They are like night and day difference. And another moment in my life that this happened was when I heard a message that explained the heart of God as God is a permissive God, not a causative God. And when I started to understand that and realize that God permits things to happen, He doesn't cause them, it helped me see God as a loving God, a caring God, that He moves based off of His word in His kingdom, not based off of my actions and my ability. So when I sow something, I'm going to reap that, and God will permit that to happen, good or bad. All right? Many people look at God as God's judging me. He's causing this to happen, this negative in my life. No, He's permitting it to happen because we've made bad decisions or we've done things. Does that make sense? And a lot of times we blame God in areas where it's either the enemy or our own decision-making. That same thing with Job. Job had fear that opened up the door, and the Lord permitted the enemy to move in because fear was in Job's life. Does that make sense? And I know this isn't what I want to talk about, but I want you to realize something. When you understand the attributes of God and the character of God, it changes everything. And when you understand it the way He has made it to be. So God, when you read Scripture, I want you to read Scripture that you're participating with the kingdom of God. You're not performing for God. Because the difference is drastic. Performance will burn you out. Performance, let me just get right to it. Instead of talking about it, let's get the definition. Performance, the action or process of carrying out or accomplishing an action, task, or function. See, performance is production-based. Doesn't the church look at itself that way? Production-based, number-based. That's performance, accomplishment. When you perform something, you get an accomplishment for it, right? When you perform a task, here you get a ribbon. Here you get a gold star. Olympians, what do? They perform, amen, they perform to get a prize. And I know you can take scripture and you can turn it in a way that it talks about rewards, it talks about fruit. But that comes out of participating with God, not performing for God. And if you can break through that area in your life, it'll cause tremendous freedom in your life that you are participating with God, not performing for God. Because performance is religious based. It's in your ability or lack of. Because performance is always in the physical realm. Every time performance is in the physical realm. Oh, I didn't go to church enough times. That means I didn't perform enough. No, you go to church to participate with the family of God. See the difference? But the mindset is like, oh, I got to go to church because I'm required to. And if I miss, I don't feel good in and of myself because I miss church. No, it needs to be, I'm participating with the family of God. I'm coming to church because I love Jesus, not because I need to like perform for him. I'm telling you, every scripture you read, you can read it out of performance mode or you can read it out of participation mode. Whether you're participating with the kingdom of God or whether you're trying to perform for God. One's individual, one's corporate. So it's about performance is about achievement or fulfillment. It's about success or failure. It's attached to performance. Think about it. Performance has levels to it. Bronze medal, silver medal, gold medal. It's all performance based. If you don't get the top, you're not as good. And if you look at yourself in the body of Christ or in the church that you don't have a certain position, you're looking at it performance based. Oh, I'm not in leadership, so I'm not worth as much. That's performance based. Think about it. When you're on a team, if you played, I played lacrosse. That was my sport. I was a goalie. There's only one goalie on the field. If not, you're not playing the right way. All right? But I could look at being a goalie performance-based, and I did for years. Yes, I was part of a team, but I looked at it performance-based because I was a good goalie. Not the record, I was good. I was good, no doubt. You're a good soccer player. Amen. You're a good lacrosse player. People were good at their position. Performance-based, though. And if I lived off of performance now and I played with the age group of what I used to play with, college kids now, my performance base would be lacking because performance does not carry on. Performance is in the now. A famous person that did great things over generations, they're forgot about because it's only their performance at that time. And if you can't continue to perform at the level you did, you're pushed aside. You don't play anymore because you can't perform. Kingdom of God does not operate that way. God does not give up on you if you can't perform a certain way. Come on. I'm preaching better than you're shouting. People are living their lives in performance mode because the world operates in performance mode. Everything in the world. Hey, what are your numbers like? You'll get promotion if your numbers are good enough. Come on. That's how the world works. And if you pull that into the kingdom of God, you operate in religion because you're putting yourself above God. Because that's what performance does. Yeah. Performance tries to put yourself at a position better than God, and you don't even know it. You're trying to get God's approval by how you do things. Participation's totally different, isn't it? When you think of a team, you can either, I participated in a game, or I performed in a game. Great. Think about that, church. Think about that, because participation is team effort. Yeah. Performance is individual based. And I can look at my numbers of saves when I was a goalie. And I had some good, I'm not trying to toot my horn, but I'm telling you. I had more saves than what they scored on me. There was times that we lost by a lot at college. I mean like 25 to nothing. We lost. And you think, loser, bad. I had 50 saves. That means they shot over 70 times at me. Our whole game was half field, called defense, the whole time. It was terrible. It was horrific. But my performance was good. But guess what? In the end of the day, team effort, we lost. Bad. It was not fun. But I participated. And we participated. We came on the field as a team. We lost as a team. Just like we win as a team. But think about how the world looks at it. Even in a team effort, they have an MVP, performance base, most valuable player. So it already puts a person above another. So what does that make other people feel? Not as valuable. Kingdom of God doesn't work that way. A pastor is not an MVP. He's not the most valuable player. Who's the most valuable player in the kingdom of God? Jesus. If there's anything besides Jesus, you're performance-based. We're the family of God. Yeah. It's not performance-based. The action of participation is truly based on your yielding and submitting to God. That's where the performance comes in, where people look at performance. Think about when we go back to church attendance. You come to church because you love Jesus and you want to participate in what God's doing. You don't want to miss what God has. You don't want to miss this wonderful message today. So you come to church. You come to worship with your family. Or did you come today to belt out the worship song so you're louder than everybody else so people can hear your glorious voice? That's performance. When they push things a certain way to cause a performance on Sunday morning instead of participating as a family of God and letting the anointing come and the Holy Spirit speak to people, if it's about a person, it's performance besides Jesus. If you come to church just to listen to the message because you like the pastor, that's performance. Participation is you're involved too. Yeah. And the anointing is not just up here. The anointing flows through and the Spirit flows through the congregation, those that desire to participate with it. Amen. You know what participation really is? It's yielding. Yeah. Let me give you the definition. It has the word action in it as well. To take part in an action or endeavor. Notice this definition, different than performance. This is to participate, to share. Notice it's not singular. To share, come alongside, take part in, aid, engage, cooperated, partake, contribute, to yield or come in agreement with. Participation is multiple coming together. Performance is individual based by yourself. What can I bring? What can I get? What can we bring? What can we get? See the difference? Both actions, though, both take a part of you stepping out by faith and being a part of New Freedom Church or a part of the kingdom of God. But people can be a part of the kingdom of God by participating, coming alongside Jesus, yielding to the guiding of the Holy Spirit. Or they can say, well, I have the anointing. I'm going to go out and do this thing myself. There's a huge difference here. And as I read Scripture, everything has to filter through participation. If it's filtered through performance, it's of my flesh. Every single time. When you participate in something, it's already in motion. The lacrosse game, if I didn't show up, the game would go on. It isn't about me. The game's going on. Whether I participate in it or not, we're having church on Sunday morning. Amen. Amen. We're having church tonight, whether you come or not. Whether you're participating, God's kingdom moves on, whether you want to be a part of it or not. It's your choice to participate. Yeah. Amen. But you have to realize something. Participation is not about you. But it is about you. Because you got to make a decision to be a part of the kingdom. Man. Participating is all, it's already happening, and it will happen whether you're a part of it or not. And that's what I want people to realize is if you look at your attendance on church, why do you come to church? It has to be based off of, I want to participate with God. I want to be a part of what God's doing. I want to cooperate with what God's doing with New Freedom Church. It is nothing about, when pastor calls and says, man, I'm concerned about you, we missed you. It's not about performance. It's about, you're missing out on what God has. Right. It's about participation. It's not about performance. Right. It's not about numbers. Man, you were, there's 52 Sundays and you missed two. Oh, man, it's participation. It's not performance. Right. Offering. It's not performance. It's participation. Nobody's looking at the amount you're giving. You understand what I'm saying? It's not the amount. It's whether you're involved with giving. Yeah. If you're not participating, you don't win the prize with God. If you're not tithing, offering, it's not. I don't care. I really don't. Whether you give or you don't give, that's on you and God. Yeah. It's whether you're participating in God's financial blessing or not. I hope you're getting my heart. I'm not really smiling, but I'm not crying. I'm not chasing people down for them to get the blessing of God. You got to participate with God to receive His blessing. You have to make a decision to give your heart to Jesus to get Jesus. I can't smack you with Jesus. You understand what I'm saying? I can't go down the line and be like, Jesus! Get it. Get Holy Bible on your forehead. Can't do that. That's performance based. Think of Adam and Eve. Decision. God gives a free will. You got to participate. Yeah. Got to participate. It's going to, the king, these blessings, these promises, they're for every single person that participates. Amen. Don't look at it as performance. We've been so brainwashed that we are works, we look at performance, but works are participation.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
The world is totally opposite. It's always performance. Because everything revolves around performance with the world. You perform, you get paid. Right? Based off of your ability. Guess what? Salvation is not off of your ability, is it? But you must participate. You must ask Him into your heart. Yeah. It's a free gift. You didn't have to do anything but say yes to Jesus. You participated by saying yes and yielding your heart to God.
Yeah. Yeah.
See how easy that is? Participation is very easy. It's already happening. It's kind of like carpooling. The car's going. Whether you say, hey, I need a ride, they come pick you up. Guess what? You're participating with the carpool. Totally different than performance. Totally different. But it still has an action involved. But your mind, I'm telling you, I feel it in my spirit. And I felt it before, earlier this morning. People are in their head thinking, man, that's... That's good. I kind of get what he's saying. I think I'm getting it. Stop thinking and just yield.
That's good.
Stop thinking and just yield. Yeah. You yield to God. You don't try to intellectually process God. If you're intellectually trying to process God, you are stuck deeper than you know you're stuck. You're spinning tires and you're going nowhere. You're just looking at the RPMs and the speedometer. Man, I'm going 60 miles an hour, and you ain't even moving. It's fun. Burning gas, smoke flying, you got a diesel. I mean, you are just smoking it, and you're going nowhere. Because you're intellectually trying to figure out God. God's like, you ain't going nowhere, but are you trying to think you're higher than me? I'm not going to allow you to wreck. Because if Jesus let go of you and let you think you're going to do it, boom, you're going to wreck. People are like, man, I want to go fast with God. Well, if you're not going in the right direction, I'm telling you what, you're going to have a train wreck of a life. That's exciting, isn't it? Participation is, when you participate with the kingdom of God, you must yield to those rules. Here we go to the next level. Participation is not your rules. When I participate and I played lacrosse, I didn't make my own rules. If I went out there and I annihilated a guy with my stick and whacked him over the head as hard as I could, which I've done close, but moving on, that's against the rules. You're out of participating and in the penalty box in a hurry. And if it's really bad, you're off the field and in the locker room because you're ejected. See, many people eject themselves based off of performance.
Oh, yeah.
Or they eject themselves because they start participating and then they decide they're going to do it their way.
Right.
And it leads to destruction. I'm telling you, when I played lacrosse, there's a side of me you don't know. You don't want to know because it is not a godly side. But I'm telling you, when they came around, I told my defender, make that attackman come close to that crease because I'm going to nail him. We are going to just jam him. And I look forward to it. I wasn't a big guy, but I was big enough. And most attackmen were little. And it felt great to just rail somebody. I'm just saying, we all have a past. I'm just being real.
This is flesh.
Sure it is flesh. You better believe. It gets me fired up. No. Now, you think about those things and you're like, man, if I coulda, shoulda, woulda done this, or man, if I was out there now they'd make me look so foolish, it'd be pitiful. It'd be pitiful. But it was performance-based. But when you're a team, you participate and you work together. And that's what I want you to understand. When someone's able to participate and work together as a team, what's one of the number one things they do? They communicate.
Oh, that's good.
And when I was a goalie, I had a big mouth because I had to communicate. Because the goalie was like the quarterback of a football team. He could sit back, he could see what play was coming, and he had to redirect. A good quarterback redirects a play right before because they know something adjusted. And a goal, you have to communicate to your defense where the ball is, what's going on, because you need to protect the house. Okay? Well, as you participate with God, guess what? You better be communicating with God.
Yeah.
Why? Because that's the one that's giving you the words. He's giving you the play call.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you are performing, you're like this. You play in your own calls in your head, your own ministry in your head. Come on. Your own business in your head, and you're not participating with God. You're performing out of your ability. And no matter what you do, whether you have goats and sheep, whether you have animals, whether you do seafood and boat and electrician, plumber, no matter what you do, are you participating with God?
Yeah, right.
Or are you trying to perform? Because if you're in performance, you're carrying the weight. You're carrying the whole weight yourself, individual. And I know I was captain of the lacrosse team, and I don't want to talk about it too much. I talked way too much already. But it's one of those things that when you're a captain or you're a leader, people look up to you, and you can get over into pride in a hurry in performance mode. But when you participate, it's yielded mode. It's how good you can yield. That's participation.
That's good.
And when I showed cows, you got a participation ribbon. And I helped a lot of people out showing cows. What do I mean by that? We had like 20, it was like 25 kids showing cows around the ring. And they'd line us up. And it was performance, okay? So you were based off of how good your animal did, all right? And how good you did. And I was at this end. And they were all lined up. And I'm thinking, man, I did great. Well, guess what? My performance was not as good as the other 24. I was at the wrong end of the line. You understand what I'm saying? I wasn't one. I was 25. So I helped a lot of people out. Amen. I made a lot of people feel good about themselves. Amen. At my expense. But what I want you to understand is you can't. I still participated. You say, what does this have to do? I'm getting there. I'm asking the Lord myself. Amen. The reason I brought that up, thank you, Holy Spirit. The reason I brought that up is, you see, when you minister, you need the help of the Holy Ghost all the time. Because your mouth will get ahead of your spirit. But the reason I brought that up is for you to realize that the ability to go out there was participating. And I grew from it if I looked at it as participation instead of performance. I could get frustrated about it. I could be judgmental about it. I knew kids even cheated to get higher. And I could focus on that. Or I could say, you know what? I put this time into my animal that was raised, the date was correct, and everything was done the right way, and I participated. Did I win? No. Am I a winner? Yes. Because I went out there and I did it. And I finished. And I'm telling you, thank you, Jesus. One of the keys to performance is comparison. If you're in a place of comparing yourself to someone else, you're in performance. Because participation does not care about comparison. It doesn't compare. You're in it to win it. You're in it no matter what. I'm serving God no matter what. Whether it's a 50, 500, 5,000 member church, I'm in it. God called me, I'm here. I'm participating in what God's telling me to do. I'm not in performance mode. Because if you get in performance, you start comparing. And you can look at your own life. You can look at your own marriage. You can look at your kids. And if you're comparing your kids to other kids, you're in performance mode. Why don't you start participating with God, get the word of the Lord, and participate with Him, and watch what it'll change your perspective. You'll sleep at night. You'll actually enjoy your family because you're participating with God instead of trying to perform for man. Amen. Try going to work and participating with your boss instead of trying to perform for your boss.
Yeah.
Amen. It'll change everything.
Yeah.
You think, man, this message is different. It's different because it goes against the grain of your intellect. It goes against the world standard. And I haven't even really shared a scripture with you. So now's the time. Matthew 25. I got to get this out here. Matthew 25, verse 20. This is the parable of the talents. Verse 20. So he who received the 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents besides them. So notice what he said. He was given 5. He was a good steward. He was faithful, and he got 5 more. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. You can read that in performance, or you can read that in participation. I'm not going to read it again due to time. He was given 5 talents. Guess what? Participation, you're given things, but to participate, you got to be faithful with what you're given. It's not performance, it's participation. He was faithful to do what the Lord asked him to do with the talents. But many people read that as performance. See, every time you read scripture, I want you to say, participation, 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 not performance. Because if it doesn't turn out the way you think it ought to turn out, you don't think you performed good enough. And when you put it in performance, you're putting the scripture on yourself to bring forth the fruit instead of God bringing forth the fruit. You hear what I'm getting at? And it'll kill your faith if you try to perform for God. Because faith doesn't operate in performance. Faith operates in trust, in believing in God, participating with God. Faith, the root of faith is participation.
Hallelujah.
Really, think about it. Faith is being fully persuaded, not in yourself, but in God.
That's right.
When I have faith in God, I am fully persuaded in God. That means I am fully participating in what His Word says, and He's the one that's going to bring the increase, not me. So if you're trying to bring the increase in your life, you're in performance mode. I'm telling you, you can take this teaching and you can apply it to every area of your life and be like, crud, I've been performing in that area. Man, I need to repent and adjust this thing because I'm trying to lift this thing and carry this thing. And God's like, what are you doing? I didn't ask you to do that. I didn't tell you to do that. You're doing that in your own ability and power. No wonder you're tired. Maybe you need to go home and take a nap. Amen. Tired. I'm carrying my life on my shoulders because that's what the world wants you to do. And then more than the world, that's what the enemy wants you to do. He doesn't even have to work if you carry your life on your shoulders. You'll burn out on your own. Enemy won't even bother you. And that's why people that don't know the Lord that are doing, life is hard. Guess what? You're carrying your life. You're carrying the whole world on your shoulders. And it's a burden. And it wears people out to the point of committing suicide. Stressful. Hard. It's not God's intent for you to do that. God didn't come down and create you and say, come into this life and by the sweat of your brow, you're going to carry all this. Why do you think the Bible has all the answers to life? Because God wants us to believe in it, to get the truth in it, so life isn't hard. But when you reject the word and you reject God, you're saying, well, I'm going to perform this thing. I'm going to live this life the way I want to live it. And when you put your foot in the cement, guess what? And that cement hardens, where are you going? Nowhere. You can think you're going somewhere, but when your feet are cemented in the ground, it's like pushing the gas, thinking you're going somewhere, you're going nowhere. I'm not trying to, flip over your apple cart, but I'm trying to rip the tires off of it and burn it. I'm telling you right now, whatever way you want to look at it, man, I'll break religion off of people. God told me get the word of God into people. That's why I came, that's why I do what I do. And I'm telling you, I'm burning my own apple cart. So if you got an apple cart that you've been pulling and you're tired of pulling it, bring it up to the altar and we'll burn ours together. You say, what about the apples? God will produce more apples. They're probably infected anyway. Yep. Amen. Because you got a funky cart. Jesus, where in the world? That's not my sermon. I guarantee you I don't think like that. 21. Verse 21. Same thing. I want you to see something. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You're faithful over a few things. Okay, verse 22. Sorry. He also, who had received 2 talents, came and said, Lord, you delivered me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Guess what? The one that got 5, the one that got 2, got the same reward. Why? Faithful. Participation. If they were in performance, why'd you get 5? I only got 2. Complaining. Oh man, it's right in the church. Not a new freedom. But it's in the church. Complaining. Oh man, they sat in my seat. What? Do you build that seat? Your name on that seat? No. Get to church earlier, you'll get your seat. How about that? I'm on a roll now, you dumb mess. You caused this. Amen. No. You got to see, if you read things out of performance, it'll stagnate you. It'll make it heavy. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. Participation calls it to be light. If something is heavy in your life, you got to ask yourself 2 questions. Or answer 2 questions, excuse me. The 2 questions are, did God want me to do this? Is God in this? And if he says, yes, I'm in it, then it's persecution. And you just got to work through it. Amen. Some things are going to be heavy. I don't want you to, if the Lord says go here and you go there and it's heavy, I don't want you to back out because that's where the Lord told you to be. There may be persecution. Okay? But the Lord, you participate with God, He's going to get you through it.
Right.
He'll lead you through the valley
right.
of the shadow of death.
Yeah.
But all you got to do is fear no evil. You're going to the other side.
Amen.
You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. You're going to have struggle. It's going to be difficult. You got to ask yourself, why is it difficult?
Right.
If it's difficult because I'm participating with God, that's persecution. If it's difficult because I'm in performance mode, that's your own fault.
Right.
And you got to change where you're at and what you're doing. Okay? So you got to ask yourself those questions and be real about it. Don't try to be Christian-y about it. Oh, I'm holy. I'm facing all this because I'm holy. If you made that decision and God doesn't want you there, that's your own fault.
Yeah. Preach.
Let me preach better than you're shouting. I'm telling you. People blame everybody else and the devil for their problems, and they made decisions to get themselves there. God permitted you to get there because He gave you a free will. But He's also given you a free will to trust in Him to get the heck out of where you are.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Shoo. I could preach all day. I am so fired up. Hallelujah. Let's keep going. Verse 24. Then he who had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew you had to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown, gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid and went and hid the talent in the ground. Look. There you have what is yours. He thought he was doing good by burying it and not doing anything with it.
Yeah.
He didn't participate with God, did he?
Right. No.
You can read that out of performance or you can read that out of participation.
Yeah.
If you read it out of performance, you can say, well, he was in fear. At least he buried it and didn't spend it and lose it.
Yeah.
Well, hey, that's all well and good, but either way, it's taken away from you
right. Because
you weren't faithful with it.
Yeah, that's right.
Faithful is participation. I hope you're realizing that being faithful to God and committed to God, even in your physical actions, is still participation. But you can allow it to get into performance if you get out of faith.
That's right.
If you start operating in self, just like the Galatians did, they started in the spirit, they tried to fulfill it in the flesh. And what did he say? You foolish Galatians. What Paul really said, that's about as sharp as you can get without cussing. That word foolish. He's pretty much saying, you idiots. You started the right way, and then you started operating in your flesh.
Right.
Not you guys, praise God. Hallelujah. There's so many scriptures I want to get to. I just want to end on these two. I want to talk a little bit about Jesus. Can I do that on Sunday morning? Amen. Let's talk a little bit about Jesus. Luke 22:42. This is Jesus speaking. He says, Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. Whose will was Jesus about? His Father's will. He is participating in His Father's will. Sure, he could feel his own will. He didn't want this. He wanted the cup to pass. He didn't want to have to go to the cross. But he made a decision instead of performance. Performance would have been come down 10,000 angels, wipe all these people out. That would have been performance. That's where I would have been. Right? If they're coming to get me, put me on the cross, and I had the ability to call down angels to wipe them out, be gone. I got a flesh too. I'm telling you, I'm not Jesus. But notice what he did. If it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. Jesus made a decision that he was going to participate with his Father, no matter how hard it looked in the flesh. How impossible it looked. How hard it looked. How difficult it looked. He's like, I'm going with you, Dad. And you got to get to a place as a believer, Dad, I'm going to do what you told me to do. I'm going to go where you tell me to go. I'm going to participate with you every day.
Amen.
Did you know participation with God isn't always seen in the natural?
Right.
Your prayer time.
That's right.
Your devotion. Your worship. Just like Pastor Joe sings with nobody else around. Amen. He's participating with God.
Amen.
There's many times that we can participate without the public spectacle. You can give places online. Nobody knows you're giving. But it's your heart. You're participating with God.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Luke 2:49. I'll end with this. I have so much more to share because we're going to do a whole month of this. If you think this is good, we're just getting started. Amen. Luke 2:49. Even if you don't think it's good, guess what? We're getting started. Amen. Because I'm participating with God in what he told me to do, whether you like it or not. Amen. We're going with God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I know you're coming too. I'm just messing with you, but I'm being serious at the same time. Luke 2:49. And he said to them, "Why did you seek me? Do you not know I must be about my Father's business?" So I ask you the question, whose business are you about? What business you're about is what you're participating in. If you're about your Father's business, you'll give an offering. Right? If you're about your Father's business, you'll seek first the kingdom of God. Every scripture you read in there is an opportunity of participation. 66 books in the Bible, all written about participation. A God that came down so you could live. God so loved the world that he gave. Jesus participated in God's plan of redemption. Hallelujah. Praise God he did. Because if he just came down for performance, we'd be still living in the Old Testament. Killing goats and sheep. Your business would be booming. Because we'd be bringing goats and sheep and calves every Sunday to sacrifice them. Shed their blood. What a sight. Performance. The law is performance-based. Don't do this. Don't do that. Don't do that. You know what? New Testament's participation-based. Grace is available. God's love is available to all. For by grace you're saved through faith and not of yourself. It's a gift. Amen. Nothing about performance. You say, well, what about fruit? I'll get into it later this month. Fruit, you get fruit based off of participation. Think about the vine and the branches I talked about last week. A branch will produce fruit. Every branch has ability to produce fruit if it's hooked to the vine, if it participates with the vine. But when it's not connected to the vine, has no fruit. Fruit does not grow on the trunk, on the vine. Fruit grows on the branches. So if you're waiting for Jesus to start producing in your life, that's not how it works. It's not. Jesus produces through you. He doesn't produce for you. Does that make sense? I know that's kind of like going through a little narrow gap in the whole mindset thing. But you got to realize, let me say this phrase to you, and I'm closing with this. This is going to rock some people, so get ready. Get ready. I know I'm already rocking your boat, so just hold on. It's not going over. Believers that live and walk in victory are not living for the Lord. Listen to this. Let me say this again. I'm telling you. Believers that live and walk in victory, we got that established, are not living for the Lord. They're not trying to get there. But actually, the risen Lord is living through them. Believers that live in victory have Jesus living and flowing through them. Not trying to get God to do something. True victory is allowing God to flow through you. I know I'm feeding you a lot this morning. But I want you to understand something. Many people are living for a miracle, but it's far greater to live in the blessing than it is to live for a miracle. Because a miracle is a moment. The blessing is living in the miracles. Amen. Constantly living in the blessing of God. I'll do a teaching on it sometime. Sometime down the road, if the Lord is willing, which he is. But if he gives us the time to do it. Many people are like, man, I need this breakthrough. I need this breakthrough. Well, I want to teach you so when you get the breakthrough, you don't constantly need a breakthrough because you're living in breakthrough. Amen. You understand what I'm saying? Big difference. Big difference. Oh, I'm trying to get this amount of money or this debt paid off. How about living debt free? Wouldn't that be much better than living paycheck to paycheck, believing for the victory? Amen. Your prayer will be different when you participate with God than trying to perform for God. Yes. You can tell when people pray they're in performance mode. Oh, God, please help me, help me. And it's constantly the same thing. Constantly the same thing. You can step over into a place of, thank you, Jesus. You've already provided for me. Amen. When you're participating with God, you already know God's got you. Amen. You're not wondering whether you're going to heaven. You're participating in heaven. Amen. Hey, you're living the victorious life. You are the healed of the Lord. You say, well, Pastor, you're coughing. Man, my body's coughing, but my spirit ain't coughing. My spirit is alive and free. Amen. Amen. And my body's with it. Amen. Glory to God. It's trying to catch up. You say, well, you're getting older. You can't play lacrosse. I don't care. I'm not in performance mode anymore. Let those little kids hit each other. Amen. I'm not in that anymore. Past that. Praise God. I'll coach you how to do it. Amen. But I'm not getting out there. My body is not designed anymore that way. Amen. I know my limits. I'm participating in what God's telling me to do. And he's saying, don't do that. Amen. Don't do that. You're going to hurt yourself, old man. Hey. Yes. Let's finish. Praise God. Please play some music. Help me out. Amen. I'm believing that this ministered to you. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's not a moment. Do you know participation isn't a moment in time? Oh, I did it. I participated for 2 hours on Sunday. I did my... That's performance. That's performance. You're the church. You're the body of Christ. Do you know you're a child of God on Monday? Not just on Sunday from 10 to 1? You understand what I'm saying? That's performance. You're the righteousness of God in Christ. You're not trying to get righteous. That's performance. I'm trying to be good enough. I hope I'm good enough. Man, with Christ, you're made good. Amen. That's why his blood was shed for you. Hallelujah. I would pray for those online. Hallelujah. Now, if you're mad about me praying for people online, you're in performance mode. Just wait your turn. Be patient. God loves you. Maybe he's got something special for you. Hallelujah. I know he does. Father, I thank you for those listening online. Those that couldn't be here today, those that are going through the battle of this flu and this virus, Lord God, I thank you that the battle's already won, that they're walking in victory this day in Jesus' name. And it's not based off of their performance. Father, I thank you that you participate with them right where they are, even now, those listening online, crying out to you, Lord, I thank you that you have already made a way to participate with them. And as they make a decision to say yes to you, they'll enter into a realm as a team, as a family with you. If you're listening online and you've never asked Jesus into your heart, you've never participated in the things of the kingdom of God. Maybe you've went to church. Maybe you've been caught up in a thing called religion where it's all performance, checking boxes. Living a life trying to be good enough, trying to be holy based off of your own accord, your own ability, maybe your own dress code, maybe the size of your house. Everything's performance in this world. But God is a God that is not of performance. He is the one that did the performing by sending his son Jesus on the cross, paying the price and defeating sin, sickness and disease. And when you call upon his name, he will come to you and he'll give you a new heart. So I ask you, participate with him this day. Make a decision to say yes to Jesus. Ask him into your heart and he'll come and he'll dwell with you and abide with you. He'll love you right where you are. He'll deal with every wicked thing that you've been carrying and he'll remove it. Hallelujah. If you got sickness on your body, He's the great physician. You participate with the great physician, you become made whole. Hallelujah. By the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Receive His blessing right now in Jesus' name. Make a decision that you're going to participate. You're going to cooperate. You're going to come alongside of Jesus. Believe on Him and start living the life that He's called you to live and made available for you to live. I thank you for that now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Bless you online. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to New Freedom Church's podcast. Please follow and share so that you will be notified of new episodes. If you're interested in supporting our ministry, please use one of the links in the description.